WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The government shutdown, now in day 24, is doing an increasing amount of damage. Food pantries are being inundated.
Many pantries rely on USDA funding, which is drying up. Margaret Dickinson has managed the food pantry at Cavalry Episcopal Church in Louisville, Kentucky for 43 years. She says this week was the first time they've run out of food with the need so great.
It's just ballooning like crazy.
Lynette Lau is president of the Association of Community Ministries in Louisville.
We feel like this is the tip of the iceberg.
Because SNAP benefits will be cut starting November 1st, potentially leaving millions more people in need of food. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Many federal employees aren't working during the shutdown, but some are, and without pay, including air traffic controllers. Their union president, Nick Daniels, today.
So air traffic controllers, we didn't start a shutdown. We don't end a shutdown. Our elected officials do. And our message is simple. End the shutdown today.
We've just learned the House will be out of session next week, although representatives could be called back with 48 hours notice. The Pentagon sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America. CBS's Charlie Daggett says it's coming from the Mediterranean Sea.
We don't know how long it's going to take that carrier strike group to get there. They're 8-9 warships, including attack submarine, F-35s in that region already, Puerto Rico. So we're talking about a serious military flex.
New York Attorney General Letitia James was defiant today after pleading not guilty to charges of mortgage fraud in federal court.
I've heard from just about every jurisdiction in this nation who have said stand up and be tall and never ever cow down or back down. Or break or bend.
James says the justice system is being used as a tool of revenge. Her trial is scheduled for January. We just learned the government of Ontario, Canada, says it's pulling the ad that said tariffs are harmful. The ad angered President Trump so much that he announced he was ending trade talks with Canada. The Justice Department is going to send federal election monitors to two Democratic-governed states that are holding off-year elections next month. Details from CBS's Peter King.
Justice officials say the observers will go to one county in New Jersey and five in Southern and Central California to, quote, ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law. The blowback from California has been quick and sharp. Governor Gavin Newsom saying it's not a federal election. The Justice Department has no business there. Newsom calls it an intimidation tactic to suppress the vote.
Less than an hour before the close of the trading week, the Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ all up about 1%, all in record territory. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. Someone driving at 3 a.m. in Racine this morning turned out to be a hero. A passing driver spotted flames early this morning at a home on Graham Street near Washington Avenue. They got out, woke the people in the home, and called 911. Everyone inside got out safely. Officials blame an electrical issue. Flames and smoke will be visible near I-94 tomorrow in Racine County as Caledonia firefighters conduct controlled burns at the old South Hills Country Club. The site is set to become the $440 million South Hills Commerce Center. Racine officials say Wisconsin's first safe haven baby box surrender proves the program is working. The newborn left at Fire Station 4 last week is healthy and in state care. Four of those safe haven boxes now operate statewide. A former Greenfield High assistant track coach faces child enticement and sexual assault charges involving a student last year. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Bennett Schmidt threatened self-harm if the student cut off contact. The district says he wasn't a teacher and passed background checks. Racine County's Crawford Park just opened 8 new pickleball courts as part of a park improvement project. More upgrades, including new basketball backboards, are coming soon. Downtown Kenosha's Fall into Fun Fest runs tomorrow. It's at Veterans Memorial Park outside City Hall and gets going at 11. The free event features pumpkin decorating, costume contests, music, and free streetcar rides. Most places will do trick-or-treating next Friday, but there are some trick-or-treat times Sunday afternoon in the area. Candy distribution will take place this weekend in Wind Point, Pleasant Prairie, and Rochester. You can see a full trick-or-treat schedule at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball, the Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday afternoon. Light northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. We'll see a few clouds tonight. Some patchy frost as temperatures drop into the mid and upper 30s. Saturday partly sunny. Highs will top out in the mid 50s. Right now it's 48.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
local news and timeless hits from Neil Diamond on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, what did you believe as a kid that later turned out to be either untrue or a complete lie? Here's what the internet said. One guy said, when I was little, my dad told me that toys grew under the weeds in the yard, and if I pulled them, eventually a toy would pop out. I believed it for a long time. Another guy said, my dad was a 2 to 3 pot a day coffee drinker and convinced me at age 7 that you had to be 16 in order to buy and drink coffee. So my first time at Starbucks, I was 16. I was so nervous because I thought they would card me. And this guy said, my kids were convinced that they have a long lost brother somewhere that I dropped off because he was too loud in the car. Oh, no. Oh, what did you tell your kids?
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful. Be brighter.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
is the night.
It's going to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Going to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight. Wild and lonely, you'll stay at home and you'll be your soul. Wild be lonely,
sitting alone, sitting on a pillow, waiting to climb the walls. Maybe tonight, then your dream goes, she'll home in her right when
she goes to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, just after the 5 p.m. news, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1970 and see if you can guess who this is. We're going to feature a vocalist who was 11 years old when he recorded the song. Who was it? We'll play that for you coming up during the 5 o'clock class reunion, which is brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X-Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
And timeless hits on WRJN. And now a song that was written by Jerry Fuller. Now, Jerry Fuller wrote a couple of songs for Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. He wrote Lady Willpower, and he wrote this one. This is Over You on WRJN.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Living precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely, and I guess there's just no getting over you. There's nothing I can do but spend all my time out of my mind. Within the prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. Your love.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart.
And Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can be in the know with our weekly newsletter. From headlines to hometown business spotlights and behind-the-scenes looks at our shows, it's your one-stop update. You can sign up for free at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Racine firefighters say smoke alarms didn't make a sound, but a passing driver did and likely saved some lives this morning. It happened just before 3 a.m. at a home on Graham Street near Washington Avenue. A statement says a passing driver saw flames at the top of the house and quickly alerted the people inside and called 911. Crews found the flames shooting from the roof when they arrived. Everyone inside made it out okay, but one cat is still missing. The cause looks to be electrical. No injuries were reported. A week after Wisconsin's first Safe Haven baby box surrender, Racine officials say it's proof the program is saving lives. The baby left at Fire Station 4 is doing well and now in the care of Child Protective Services. The city says the safe, anonymous handoff shows how vital the boxes can be. There are four of them across the state. Racine's box was installed about a year ago. Racine County's Crawford Park has joined other local parks by opening more pickleball courts. Eight courts were officially opened this week. Additional park upgrades like basketball hoop backboards are expected shortly. Downtown Kenosha will be full of fall fun tomorrow. The city's Fall into Fun Fest takes over Veterans Memorial Park right outside City Hall starting at 11. Kids can decorate pumpkins, show off costumes, and join in contests for prizes. There'll be music, face painting, and free streetcar rides, too. The event is free. Several communities do have trick-or-treat times Sunday afternoon. Be careful on the roads if you're driving in Wind Point, Pleasant Prairie, or Rochester. You can see a full trick-or-treat schedule at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday afternoon. Light northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. We'll see a few clouds tonight, some patchy frost as temperatures drop into the mid and upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will top out in the mid 50s. Right now, it's 48.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've got Tommy Stark on the phone with me. Tommy is an organizer of a big fundraiser this weekend for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Tommy.
Yes, it's on Sunday, October 26th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Buka's Bar and Grill on Douglas Avenue.
Buka's Bar and Grill on Douglas Avenue. And what's the fundraiser?
Well, we are doing hopefully the first of many years of the Racine Celebrity Bartender Battle. So my boss, Buka, And I are on separate teams, and we're battling it out with four local celebrities from that we both pick. So he picked four local celebrities, and I picked four local celebrities. And whatever team raises the most money throughout the day is crowned this year's winner.
All right. So you and your team members and the opposing team members are all going to be bartending all day long. And how do you win? You people come up and order drinks or food from you, and that's how you collect your points or your dollars?
Yep, and then the tips will go right back to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin, so you'll pick whatever team you would like your tips to go to. We also are doing a couple fun things. We've got a liquor pull going on. We have a meat raffle, a 50-50. We do have live music from 1 to 4, and a couple other surprises along the way that I cannot tell in case Buka's listening, because it is a competition.
I see. So head to Buka's this Sunday from 8 till 5 and support Make-A-Wish Foundation. They've got a lofty goal of $20,000. There's going to be food, drink, there's going to be entertainment, raffles, and more. It's this Sunday at Buka's on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Thank you, Tommy, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I find a face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You can join Terry Havel tomorrow from 10 till 2 for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a mix of unforgettable stories, classic hits, and deep cuts that bring rock history to life. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, tomorrow morning, 10 till 2 on WRJN.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
Of you.
WR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM. We are also your home for Green Bay Packer football. We got one for you coming up Sunday night.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, in fact, a big one Sunday night as the Packers travel to Pittsburgh to take on their old friend Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can hear the game this Sunday night, 7:25, the kickoff, the pregame at 5. And Packer football is brought to you locally in part by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20. Green Bay Packer football Sunday night and all season long on WRJN.
Dr. Chris Kammer, the rockin' dentist, with another victorious dental minute here on Civic Media. You know, for decades, we were taught that cavities had to be drilled and filled, but the evidence shows that cavities are actually a disease process that can be effectively treated with medicine instead of always resorting to surgery with a dental drill. Today, dentistry is embracing minimally invasive techniques that heal decay instead of amputating tooth structure with a drill. Dentists can now stop cavities before they spread and even encourage natural repair. It's a big shift in thinking because dentistry is actually moving away from drilling and patching holes toward actually managing the disease. This means no shots, no drills, and happier, long-lasting smiles for you. Ask your dentist because this radical transformation for dental visits is here now. And I'm Dr. Chris Kammer bringing you the good news about modern dentistry with another victorious dental minute right here on Civic Media.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wrap to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
About a thing she saw.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Connie Fellman in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, why does your dog like sticking his head out the car window? We'll discuss coming up on WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The shutdown is making the nation's skies less safe. That's the assessment of Air Traffic Controllers Union President Nick Daniels.
Every day that this shutdown drags on with no clear insight, this affects their focus.
Without a paycheck, some federal employees, like the air traffic controllers, are having trouble putting food on the table. Peyton McCune owns Lilulo's Pizzeria near Pittsburgh. She's giving meals to anyone who asks.
If you need the help and you have pride,